Okay, so now we're here in 2003, and we're now talking about equal rights to marriage. And it is a human rights issue in my mind, and it's always been a human rights issue to me, because this is about being treated the same as any other Canadian. If you're heterosexual, you have a choice of whether or not to marry. And marry, by the way, I'm talking about a civil state sanctioned ceremony. I'm not even talking about forcing the churches to recognize this. This is about going to City Hall and getting your marriage license and having a marriage commissioner perform the ceremony. It's not about the church. So the state should not discriminate. And our Constitution says the state cannot discriminate. So this is an issue about ending state discrimination against gays and lesbians. This is about giving gays and lesbians the same choices as any other Canadian who happens to be heterosexual. So that's why it's a human right. To treat gays and lesbians differently is discrimination. To me, it's as pure and simple as that. The reference that the federal government has made to the Supreme Court of Canada, if the legislation mirrors what they've sent to the Supreme Court, it will make a very clear separation between church and state responsibilities, because what it will do, and of course this is all tea leaf reading, but we think very clearly that what the federal government hopefully will introduce is legislation that says we will end state discrimination against gays and lesbians, and we will enable gays and lesbians to go and get a civil marriage license, which, as a result of the court cases in BC and Ontario, these are the only two provinces currently in Canada that allow that to happen. So gays and lesbians have been going to City Hall or going to a marriage commissioner and getting marriage licenses. So this is about state discrimination. The churches will be exempt. The churches will be able to bless same-sex unions or marry gays and lesbians in their church institutions when they decide to do so. And I do think that inevitably, at some point in time, churches will, faith institutions will. Because we have already the United Church, who performs and blesses same-sex unions. The Anglican Diocese in New Westminster has already decided to bless same-sex unions. They don't, quote, marry, but they do bless same-sex unions. So, the right of religious institutions to deal with this issue in their own time is respected. And I think that's very important. I mean, I, as a former Chief Commissioner of Human Rights, I would not be for any legislation that didn't recognize that faith institutions have their right to deal with these issues in their own time. I may not agree with the positions that they arrive at, but I do think that it's important from a human rights perspective to enable them to have their time in struggling through this issue. And so this bill, I think, is if it's crafted in the way that the reference has been crafted, I think will make a very important distinction between the obligation of the state to treat all of its citizens equally, but the state also recognizes that religious institutions have their right to deal with this issue in their own way and in their time. So I think it's a good compromise. It's truly a Canadian compromise because it doesn't force people to do anything. It doesn't force gays and lesbians to marry. It enables us to marry if we want to. And it doesn't force churches
to marry gays and lesbians if they don't want to. So I think it's truly a good compromise. The last thing that I want to talk about is back to the Canadians for Equal Marriage campaign. There are two new campaigns that are about to commence as sort of offshoots of the main campaign. One is Students for Equal Marriage. All the student unions across the country at all universities, colleges, and other post-secondary institutions are being asked to join up and start their own Students for Equal Marriage campaigns on campus. And that's starting up. And we hope that our campuses locally will start to join in. And then there's a new, very youth-oriented, I'm not talking about the youth that go to UBC or SFU or the colleges, but some of you may know Robbie Barnett Kemper, who happens to be an 11-year-old son of two lesbians, who is very, very adamant that his parents ought to have the right to marry. And he has decided that he's going to take this on and he's going to create Robbie's team. And any youngster around his age or younger who wants to join up will soon be able to join up as a young person or part of Robbie's team and also write their MPs and say why to them as children. In their own voice, it's important for their parents to have the equal rights to marry and the choice to marry if they so wish. So the momentum, I think, is building in our favor. I don't think it will be an easy task. The opponents of same-sex marriage are very well organized. Every Sunday in those places of worship or the Saturdays for those who attend temples and so on. There's a captive audience of people who, those institutions, religious institutions who wish to outreach and organize opposition, they do have it. We're, loosely affiliated. We meet at cafes, restaurants, bars. We're not organized in the same way. So it's harder sometimes to have our voices heard, but through the Canadians for Equal Marriage, you can send an email off to every MP. I've actually heard personally from Joe Clark and Peter McKay and some other folks that have written me back on my emails that I've sent to them about this issue. But I cannot underestimate tell you how important it is for you to talk to your MP and to lobby your Member of Parliament. For those who have come out in favor of same-sex marriage, they are being targeted by the opponents of same-sex marriage. They are being targeted during the next federal election. They are being targeted for defeat if they are elected MPs. So, being an election issue is absolutely true. So those MPs who have spoken in favor of this, they need to hear from you to say, good for you, please keep our rights in mind, and we like the job that you're doing, please keep up with the good work. There are a number of MPs who are wavering. They're not quite sure. They understand the obligations of the Charter. They understand that this is a human rights issue, but the pressure from their constituents is really overwhelming them. Those people absolutely need to be heard, or you need to let them know how you feel on this issue. It's extremely important to get to meet your MP or write to them and say that. And even yesterday, we were talking about whether we should just write off even going to some of our those very vocal opponents for equal marriage. And we said, well, why should we bother with them? Because we know that they're not there for us. But we came to the conclusion collectively that it's absolutely important for them to hear from us Because if we think that they're a lost cause and we let them get away with, you know, just voting how they want to vote, and they can say, well, I didn't hear from my other constituents. Nobody supported them, right? So even if we live in alliance riding, we know how they feel about this issue, we still have to get the message out that we're here and we are interested in human rights and that we're watching that member and how they're voting. So it's really important to contact all three types of members, those who are for us, against us, and those who are in the middle. You need to let them know where you stand on the issue so that they can't just say, oh, I never hear from anybody who's speaking in favor of this, right? So again, the Canadians for Equal Marriage go to the website, see how you can get involved, get information. You can actually download, you will be able to download soon a lobby kit. We're developing a lobby kit that people can take. It'll have Q&As on you know, some of the questions that people pose the most about why you know, this will destroy life as we know it. Some of the opposition comments that have been made. I just want to end on this note, which is that my partner and I have been together for 11 years, and before it was pretty academic. We didn't have the right to marry, and so whether or not we were going to go that route was just not even in the conversation. And of course, now that we here in BC, and if we lived in Ontario, actually have that right, we're talking about what it really means to be married. And straights are even talking about, you know, what does it mean to be married? Like, what is the difference between living married and living common law, and is there a difference? I mean, the conversation, just like we had it about who is family and who gets to call themselves family, the same kind of discussion is going on about marriage and what it means to be married and what it means not to be married, and are relationships the same regardless of what you decide. But the most important thing is the right to do it, right? We had a reporter come and talk to us from our local paper. And she said, you know, my husband and I had this discussion. And we decided that we would support gays and lesbians' right to marry because we're still going to love each other at the end of the day if you guys get the right to marry. And I said, well, what can you say to that? Thank you, right? Because I think people will understand that at the end of the day, it harms no one. No one is going to be harmed. In fact, I think society as a whole will gain from people loving one another and choosing to demonstrate that love through a bond of marriage, if they so wish. And that's what we're fighting for, is the right to choose whether or not to marry. So thank you very much for being here, and I don't know how I'll hand it over to you, Jeff.